Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Applied Human Design podcast. My name is Heather, and I will be your host. As always, I am so grateful that you are here spending a little bit of time with me today. And today's episode is going to be a really fun one. In true Mercury retrograde style, I feel like I really said that introduction that I usually say like a bit differently and like really weirdly and awkwardly. So whatever, that was the second time I tried to record it too. The first one I recorded, I just was stumbling over my words. So let's disregard that. And hopefully the flow comes back to me in a couple of weeks when Mercury retrograde is out of our lives for another few months. Okay, so today, as you may have established from the title, we are talking about, well, we're starting our human design top to tail deconditioning experiment. So if you've listened to last week's episode, I just sort of gave a bit of an idea about what we're going to be doing with that, but you'll get the idea. It's pretty self-explanatory. Over the next, 9 weeks, being that there are 9 energy centers, assuming that I do manage to get out an episode every single week, which, you know, fingers crossed, I will be going into surgery soon. So that, is something that we'll discuss in the, life updates portion of the thingy, but all going well, over the next 9 weeks, we're going to be taking each of the 9 energy centers and, doing a little like kind of like deep dive on it, but also just like checking in with it personally, right? Like there will be, obviously we're going to be talking about like some information about the energy centers, but also these podcasts are going to be a space for you to really reflect on where you're at, your current experience, your past experience, your desired experience with each of these energetic hubs inside of your physical body. And then also, you know, how they operate as a whole. And all of this is to celebrate the 9-week period of my Applied Human Design Practitioner training and certification program being open for enrollment again. So that is opening, well, I believe I'm going to put out this particular podcast episode like Thursday morning, early Thursday morning. So yeah, it will probably be open, if not when you listen to this, then later that afternoon, because I'm like putting it out with the full moon. Or I'm like opening enrollment on the full moon. So either way, that will be linked in the show notes. And like I said, we're doing a nice, long, lush, urgency-free enrollment period this time to support my nervous system and your nervous system and the world's nervous systems. However, as a little bonus, if you do sign up in the first month, you're also going to get lifetime access to my Human Design Head Witches Grimoire membership. So all the details on what's included in the membership will be linked as well. Okay, so let's do a little catch up story time first. It's been a very full on week. So funny how much can change over the period of a week. Basically, on Thursday morning, I went for, I've been going through a lot of health questions, inquiries, and mysteries at the moment. Basically, I've had an inflamed lymph node for months and it's been getting worse and I've been fatigued and just, you know, up and down. But anyway, so last Thursday morning, I got up, I went and got an ultrasound, then I went and saw my friends, and then I went and saw my other friends. I had a really, really lovely day, went thrifting, met my friend's new baby. My friend Gemma cooked us like spaghetti bolognese and made me a special mushroom bolognese. Bless her sweet little heart. And I went home and I packed up my sister's car, which I'm borrowing at the moment because she's on a long, long, long Australia-wide road trip. And I got ready to drive down to our family's newly acquired beach house, which is like where I was planning to just chill and rest and, you know, pretty much enjoy my life until I decide what I want to do. Like, do I want to stay in Melbourne? Do I want to travel some more? What's the plan? And also heal from whatever medical thing's going on. But first, on Friday morning, Before leaving, so I was pretty much going to go to my doctor where I was getting my ultrasound results, and then go straight to the beach. So I get to my doctor, my car is literally all packed up, like so much stuff, my sister's car, whatever. And yeah, my doctor basically says, maybe don't leave town just yet. So our beach house is about 2 hours east of like Melbourne, like where my family lives. Because it looks a lot like lymphoma, which is not ideal. Obviously that's a type of cancer. And I did have in my head that this was a possibility. I guess you never really like process these things until you are forced to process it. And so then I was scheduled in for a CT scan, which would happen the following Monday. This is the bad thing about like things happening on a Friday, is that like you have to wait until the business week begins to continue the plot. And so that weekend I was actually really, really sick and just like fatigued. So I spent all of Sunday just unable to get out of bed, and it was probably a mix of just like the stress and just the pressure of what is happening, like just the questions, and then obviously you can like feel the worry from the people in your life as well, but like, you know, bless all the people in my life just being so supportive and all that stuff. And got my CT scan, and then that was Monday afternoon, and that was fine. And then called my doctor, booked in to get the results the next day. Thank God. I should have started with this, by the way. It's not cancer. My doctor, bless her, was like, okay, we can all relax. It looks a lot better on the CT scan than it did on the ultrasound. We think that like a lot of the other lymph nodes are activated because, you know, maybe there's been some sort of infection or something, but basically what they think I have, I still need to have a biopsy, to confirm, but basically what they think I have is something called a branchial cleft cyst. And this is like a congenital thing that usually they find in kids, but they never found it in me when I was a kid. It's essentially what it is like in utero, the cells on your neck do not develop properly, and you end up with what is essentially a little gill on the side of your neck. So, as both my mum and my friend Leanne reported after doing their Google research, being the wonderful Virgos of my life that they are, I left it up to them to tell me what I had. I'm essentially a mermaid, right? This is proof. So I think I will have to get surgery, but obviously it is a much happier situation. I don't know what that will look like, but anyway, at the moment we're waiting on a call from the surgeon who will do the biopsy, and then schedule me in to get it taken out, I guess. So for now I just have to make sure it doesn't get infected, rest a lot, keep doing what I'm doing, basically. Anyway, so that is happy news. Thank you all so much for all your messages and just being the best humans in the world. I probably tell you this every week, but I I'm so grateful for you. I love you so much. And it's just so, like, sometimes it's just wild, right? Because, especially when you're interested in these things that you're teased and, like, bullied for in high school and even out of school, like, with your regular friend groups and whatever. And then to find a community of people who, like, respect your opinion and want to hear your opinion on things that, like, you are interested in. It's just, sometimes it still blows my mind. I'm like, wait, you guys like me? and you care about the things I have to talk about? That's cool. And that care and love goes as deep as caring as to whether I am well and healthy or not too. Anyway, I'll stop being a soft little ball of goo. So that is basically the story time. I will finally get to go to the beach this weekend. Probably won't get to move down there for any like long period of time until after I've had my surgery, because I have to kind of wait around to see what's going to happen with the doctor. But of course, like, the benefits of coming home to sort out this medical stuff is that the hospital, the hospital that I'm going to be getting the surgery at is where my best friend, who is a nurse, works. So yeah, well, I don't know if that's how it works, but I'm going to request to have her as a personal nurse. She said, of course, even if she's not on shift, she will do one-on-one nursing for me. And also, oh my goodness, like I said, Australia being, like, having universal healthcare, I've not really had, like, a lot of, like, mainstream medical needs across my lifetime. And just seeing how beneficial it is. So, you know, again, I don't want to, you know, shock too badly anyone in the US, because I know it's just absolutely a nightmare there. But I've had three consultations with a, like, private GP, like a GP at a private clinic, like not even like the bulk build free public GP, like a proper like family doctor, then an ultrasound, full bloods, and a CT scan, and I'll be getting a biopsy and this surgery, and it all would have costed me a grand total of about $100 in the end. That's $100 Australian, so like $75 US. Yeah, so God bless that. Thank goodness. I spent probably more than double that on like supplements and herbal stuff, just to self-care while we heal. So very funny. Okay. I think that's all the introductionary stuff. Is that even a word? Let's get straight into it. So when we are talking about, no, I should probably tell you a little, just a tiny bit more. No, I think I already told you what we're doing. But with this experiment, we're going to start in the head center, and we're actually going to go like top to bottom, hence the top to tail experiment, right? We're going to start with all that mental energy, and hopefully as we go, we'll be able to clear up that mental space and actually move deeper and deeper into the body. Something you'll probably start to notice is that you really can't isolate the energy centers. This is something that I sort of teach to my students as well, is that while each energy center has its own wheelhouse, like the conditioning present in like root center issues is going to impact the carrying out of like how you experience every single other energy center as well. Conditioning is conditioning. Conditioning lives in your body, and it impacts every single like organ, blood cell, and neural pathway of your body. You cannot, this is, you know, something we really need to remember, and something that I hope I say to death so that you guys remember, nothing in your body, nothing, and therefore like nothing in human design exists in a vacuum. You cannot separate it. You cannot be like, oh, you have this problem, therefore you have a problem in this energy center. It's like, oh, okay, you have this type of conditioning, you're gonna feel the impacts of that in this center, this center, this center, this center, all over your body and all over your life, right? Okay, the second little caveat I think that we need to understand, and something that again I probably say to my students so many times, they're so sick of me saying it, is that you cannot forget conditioning resides within both defined centers and undefined centers, right? It is just that the process for deconditioning and our desired end result of that deconditioning process is what's different, okay? So anybody, so we're talking about the head center today, we're going to talk about what conditioning can look like in that particular energy center. No matter if you have that center defined or undefined, you can have conditioning in there. You will have conditioning in there. Like, honestly, show me a person who doesn't have conditioning in energy center, any energy center, all right? So trying to oversimplify it by thinking or saying that you only will have conditioning in your undefined centers is, this is like in field work. I've worked with clients in deconditioning and human design for nearly 5 years now, right? In field work, that is just 100% blatantly not true. Conditioning, we live in a deeply, deeply, deeply conditioned world. There is no escaping conditioning in any part of your body, any part of your mind, any part of your life experience, okay? And that is that. So what you will notice, and what I will actually talk about is, and this is something that I'll do as we go through all of this experiment, is to make sure that I address like the desired end result, which I sort of started to talk about, for if you have that center defined or if you have that center undefined. Okay? All right. And you'll start to get the hang of it too, right? This isn't rocket science. Okay. So the head center, what are we looking at? We are looking at the center that is talking about our connection to ideas and inspiration. It is definitely like connected to information from out there, right? Information and ideas that come in, that we receive, that we can work with. there is, you know, this often this connection to, well, okay, so let's think about the gates that are in the head center, right? But we have, and because there's only three, it's really easy to see what's in there. You have confusion, you have doubt, and you have mysteries, right? Doubt, right? And that gate of doubt being all about like, you know, oversimplifying it, but like the scientific process, like when you think you found the answer, but you doubt it, and that doubt in the answer you found causes you to do more experimentation, to continuously like find a new answer, like that's more correct, but still doubt that correct thing and be like, can we really, really fully believe what we see here? And then that doubt leaves you to do more experimentation until you, it's like you are whittling away everything you see. So that gate of doubt is a lot about like not taking anything at face value. So we are obviously looking at this, like trying to solve things, solve problems and solve it through doubt. Then you have confusion. So then you have mystery, right? So there we're also like trying to solve things. We're trying to solve questions, maybe some of those greater questions, like why am I here? What is the purpose to all this? And this is very similar to 64 too, like part of gate 64 can absolutely be like trying to solve the unsolvable and just ending up so deeply confused, like I cannot put all these pieces together. You know, it's in like accepting like, oh, like finding peace, like a huge part of a deconditioned head center, whether you have it defined or undefined, is accepting like, okay, I'm not going to ever fully have the 100% right answer, especially when it comes to those bigger answers that don't necessarily have one exact answer. Like, you know, for example, like the question, like, what is the meaning of life? That is a subjective question. And while the head center, you know, again, the conditioned head center will want to be able to answer that question with like 100% certainty, like using doubt, mystery, and confusion to figure that out and find that 100% there's no way is like, no, because the meaning of life is so deeply personal and so deeply subjective. So we need to find peace with the fact that a lot of questions will never have answers, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't use our brains to try and find answers and also to explore many, many different solutions, answers, possibilities, look at things from lots of different people's perspectives, right? Especially, you know, that's when we're starting to move down to the Ajna Center a little bit as well. And just take in the possibilities of, you know, what could be the meaning of life for lots of people, right? Because, you know, you could ask me and I'd be like, oh, you know, and be like, oh, what's the meaning of life? And I might be like, oh, it's to like, to, you know, have pleasure, right? To find joy. And then, you know, the person next to me might be like, oh, no, it's to fall in love. Like it's to fall in love with life, fall in love with your partner, fall in love with your kids, right? Whatever it is. Still another person might be like, oh no, the meaning of life, like the purpose of life is to make a change, to make a difference, to leave the world a better place. And you can see all of those are the correct answer, right? So they're not the kind of questions, like they're fun questions to use the head center for, but they're not the kind of questions that we can ever have 100% answer to. And, you know, especially with things like that, like when it comes to inspiration, especially, this is places where we can have difficulties and arguments around like the spiritual purpose of life, the spiritual meaning of life, and you get those like, no, my religion answers that question. No, my religion answers that question, right? Because people are feeling like, I've found this solution that is subjectively true for me, but I've confused it for objective truth because it feels so true to me, right? So that is, I would, you know, suggest that's definitely playing into the not self or the, of the head center. Okay. So now, so conditioning in the head center, we've sort of started to speak about it already, but conditioning in the head center, which again can be if you have it undefined or defined, is essentially going to be feeling pressure to have all the answers, pressure to, you know, so this is one of the two pressure centers in the human body. We'll be talking about it at the top, and we'll be talking about the other one at the bottom, because the other pressure center is the root center. The difference is the head center feels that pressure to think, and the root center feels that pressure to do. Where was I? I lost my train of thought. Okay, so pressure to figure things out, pressure to have all the answers. This is when you're, you know, in a group of people and you feel like you need to give the right answer, or, you know, use the example of, let's say you're teaching a class, or, you know, a very like close to home example, right? Maybe you are some sort of a mentor or like guide or something like that, and you feel this pressure to always have the answer or solution that is correct for your clients, for your people, the people that you guide. Other examples would be like not wanting to make a mistake, or not wanting to slip up or say something wrong, or have your words interpreted incorrectly, right? Because, you know, what if people are like, oh, what do you mean by that, right? Like that fear of like saying the wrong thing, having the wrong answer. A lot of this conditioning will often have roots in school. You know, if you think back to school times, back when we were kids, and there was that fear, at least for me, to raise your hand and even like suggest an answer, you know, to try answering these questions, which is like what a healthy expression of the head center should do, which is like really more stirring up more questions than it answers. Again, if we think about confusion, doubt, mystery, so like a healthy, really healthy expression of all of those is asking the right questions and being open and exploring those questions. But either way, so a fear of having the wrong answer and like the class laughing at you and getting it wrong, right? That is so deeply instilled in our little bodies that we avoid doing that as we get older. So that can be where a lot of that conditioning comes from. If you have parents who are, or a family who is really, really all about like, oh no, our family is intelligent, our family is smart, our family makes no mistakes. If you have friends or just anyone who's like, oh, that's wrong, like you got that wrong. I'm remembering this one, you know, it's kind of a silly example, right? But this is how you can start to think about it in your life, right? So I'm thinking of this one example of, I think I've said this before, like I learned to speak a lot from books. And so my pronunciation, even sometimes today, I will like pronounce a word and people are like, what are you trying to say, right? Even in English, right? And I'll be like, oh, you know, I'm trying to say this word, and I'll like write it down. They're like, that's not how it's pronounced, because I write it how I read. I pronounce it how I read it, because yeah, I was a little bookworm and I learned to speak through books. And so yeah, there was an example where I said like a really common word. I would have been like maybe 7 or something at this time, and like I had this bossy boots friend who was just like, what are you saying? Like, that's not how you say that. And then like went and told everyone on the playground, like, oh my God, Heather says this. And then like would not let it go for 6 months. Okay, get over it. I started saying it your way. Right. But there can be just like that deep instilled fear of getting it wrong. And it can hold us back from sharing our own ideas, sharing our own inspiration, right? Let's use another example. An example might be, you want to be more creative in your content creation or something like that, right? You want to share your own ideas and inspiration, but because you haven't read it in a book anywhere, you're scared that someone's going to comment on it or like realize or say something like, oh, that's not 100% right, right? That's wrong. It can be a fear of getting it wrong. And obviously that is holding us back from so, so much advancement in the way that we think, in our like creativity, in creating new possibilities and potentialities, you know. And yeah, so that's conditioning, right? There's probably more we could talk about, but we need to get into deconditioning. So now we'll look at the undefined versus defined, I guess, like a healthier expression, or like a, you know, you've deconditioned, right? You're more or less on the right track. What our goal is, what our desired way of expressing that particular energy center is going to be. Okay, so firstly, undefined. A brain that is inspired by other people, right? By other people, or like jumping off points of some kind. When you have an energy center, when you have the head center undefined, that particular energy to you, and this is the same for any undefined center, that particular energy is like inconsistent. You experience it inconsistently. It's not always there. It's not always available for you. And that's awesome because that's how you were designed, right? There's no need to be jealous of something someone else has access to all the time. Even though the temptation can be there, because it's just not what you're meant for. So, it is a brain, it is a mind that is inspired, by things other people says, or things you read, or pictures you look at, or just like being out in the world, looking at the trees, right? It needs almost like a jumping off point. Obviously be very careful to avoid copying ideas, but instead being inspired. So this is something I will do. I feel like I've spoken about this, but this is something I've done for years, is that if I know I need to like have an idea, if I need to like create a specific thing, or if I'm like, oh, I just have no ideas, I feel totally uninspired or whatever it is, I am going to go looking for inspiration, but I'm not going to be looking for inspiration from people who work in my field. So for example, like if I was feeling totally uninspired about how to do this particular episode, I'm not going to be like, I don't know how to set up an episode on the head center in human design. I'm not going to then go and like read a bunch of people's blog posts about the head center. I'm not going to go listen to a bunch of other podcasts about the head center, because that is just going to clutter my mind with a bunch of other voices, and like it's not exactly inspiration. It's, well, it is, it can be inspiration, right? But to me personally, that would be verging more into the copying territory, because I just feel like our voices would get blurred. But because I know, I know all this information resides within me, sometimes just with that undefined head center, I have a little bit of trouble getting it out, and kind of like letting it come to the surface. I might listen to a podcast on something completely unrelated and go for a walk in the sun and just like get my body moving, get my brain moving, and get my brain inspired, because the chances are almost always I just happen to choose a podcast where they make me think of something that makes me think of something that makes me think of something. I'm like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I want to talk about, right? So there's that. The undefined center absolutely feels pressure to have the correct answers. But you know, there are just some things you don't need to know, or that you don't need to care about having the right answer for. Like I said, like a really like great expression of an undefined head center is going to be asking lots of questions, right? You're open, you're taking in information and inspiration from other people. How do we get that? You ask other people questions. What do you think about this? What is your point of view on this? How do you view this? What has been your experience of that, right? Again, not to copy, and if you do get inspired by someone, you know, give credit, be like, oh, something this person said made me think blah, 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 right? It's not difficult. yeah, get inspired out in the world, on a walk, in coffee shops, listening to others talk. I've sort of spoken about that. And another big note about the deconditioned, undefined energy head center is that really remembering sometimes other people, like, there can be this tendency for an undefined head center that's conditioned or acting from the not self to feel like, well, again, if it's like feeling pressure to have all the answers, this can come to feeling like you even need to have all the answers for your friend. Like if your friend is struggling with something, just like it's not necessarily your responsibility to have the exact answer that will solve their problem. But there can often feel like a weight on your shoulders to have that. And so just understanding, like, sometimes people just want to unburden themselves and share what's on their mind, share what they're thinking about. You don't necessarily need to use your undefined head to solve all their problems. It's okay if you don't have all the answers. And it is so okay to say, I don't know sometimes. All right. Defined head center. So here, this is what I'm talking about, where it's like there's conditioning in both, and the conditioning will probably look pretty similar in both, but what we want from the deconditioning process is a little bit different in, you know, depending on if you have it defined or undefined, right? So in a defined center, we have this consistent access to a flow of inspiration and ideas, right? Now, this is probably a very active head center, actively trying to, you do that scientific process as described in the Doubt Gate, solve the mysteries of the universe, you know, figure out the confusing mess that is life. Okay. Now, just because there is consistent access to these things doesn't mean they are good, they are true and or useful. This can just be a busy mind that is a busy mind, right? So we're going to be really like developing an ability to sort out, like, is this worth my time to continue thinking about? Should I devote my time, energy, and brain power to thinking about this, to figuring this out, to finding the answers here? Sometimes there will be things that you're like, yes, I do want to spend my time thinking about this because it brings me joy, it's important to me, it's something I care about. Having the answer will make me feel better, whatever it is, right? Great. There will be some things that you're like, I can probably let this thought go. This is not useful. Amazing. Okay. Defined head center, you know, they can be quiet a lot of the times, right? They've gone quiet because they're probably trying to focus on solving the confusing mystery that is life. Great. Let them do their thing. And when they come to you and they're like, wow, I had this like breakthrough. Amazing. Enjoy that. They can spark inspiration in others. Okay, so since you have, like, it's like any defined center, we'll probably talk about this a lot throughout the experiment too, but any defined center is essentially putting out like consistent energy in that particular area, right? You are transmitting to the collective your experience, your particular energy from that center. And so if this center, you know, experiences or is like about a lot about inspiration and ideas, then whether you're doing it actively or not, right, what you're saying, what you're doing, your very presence can be putting out a frequency of inspiration and inspired thought. Now, don't put extra pressure, like head center pressure, on yourself to be this inspiring person. This is not about trying anything, right? A human design experiment is about like the opposite of trying, basically. It's like about stopping trying so hard to be something that you're not. So if you don't feel inspiring, it's okay. Just be who you are. Talk about what you're interested in. Ask questions that puzzle you. Try and solve questions that puzzle you. And, you know, feel safe to share that, whether with your close circle or a wider audience, depending on, you know, maybe your profile or just who you are and your life right now. And that's inspiring, right? Okay. That's basically all I wanted to say there. All right. So, like I said, we're going to have some journal prompts and also a, like, card spreads are either tarot or oracle card or a mix of the two, depending on what you like to work with. These are kind of intended. So I'll do these for every single center, basically. And if you are like driving right now or whatever, what I'm going to do is probably later today, if you're listening to this, like when it first come out, if you're listening to this later, then it should already be up there. I will also post this to my Instagram account, to the feed. So yeah, there will be a post, like kind of like showing off that there's a new podcast episode. And then if you scroll through that post, like go through the slides, what I'll have is I'll have these journal prompts written down, and I'll also have the card spread ideas written down too. So you can just like save that post or do it straight away or whatever, but that way you don't have to write it down. If you're listening to this episode on the go, so that's my little gift to you. Of course, as a gift in response, leave a rating and review, or if you're on Spotify, do the super easy thing. Quickly jump on, give me 5 stars. You know you want to. You know it makes you so much more beautiful. You know it means the absolute world to me, right? And yes. Anyway, bless your soul. Thank you for doing that. Let's get back to it. Yeah, so these journal prompts and card spreads are essentially like intended for people with undefined head centers and, you know, undefined other centers as we go through. But of course, everyone can play. If you suspect that you are suffering from a deep load of conditioning in your head center and you have it defined, you can work with some of the same journal prompts. You might just like change them a little bit depending on, you know, basically because you have this head center defined, you want to get comfortable with the fact that a good part of your energy and a good part of your attention is probably dedicated to solving problems that you do deeply care about and want to have the answers to, and speaking about those and, you know, sharing those and whatever. But, you know, in that you have to also release the pressure to have the answer to everything, because you also don't need to answer every question, right? It's just the things that you find interesting and that you want to put your energy and attention into. Okay, so head center journal prompts. 1, the classic, am I trying to answer everyone's questions? 2, how comfortable am I with saying I actually don't know, right? This can be a one that you're like, I'm fine with that, but really sit with it, right? How does it feel in your body when you have to say, I don't know, you know? Do you feel like you're letting people down? Do you feel like you're not intelligent? Do you feel some particular type of way, right? What comes up? And of course, since this is human design and we're so focused on getting in touch with the body and these particular parts of our body, with each of these journal prompts too, I would encourage, if it's, you know, comfortable to you, don't just answer from your brain, from your mind. Answer from your body. Like when you are answering, you know, for example, this question, like, how comfortable am I with saying I don't know? Actually imagine yourself being in that situation and see what sensations come up with your body. Okay, you know, next question, 3, do I equate not knowing to being unintelligent? Right? Again, maybe your mind has one particular answer. You're like, no, of course not. But then when you really think about it, you know, is there someone in your life that's always just like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And you're like, they're not very smart. Are they really, you know, maybe they're the most intelligent, right? Because they don't claim to have any answers. Okay. And 4, oh yeah, so this question is more related to like being comfortable being a friend or like a mentor or a coach or whoever it is that doesn't feel the need to solve everyone's problems. Can I let people just share without trying to solve their problems? Okay. And then for a card spread. You know, nothing fancy. I thought, let's pull four cards. And again, you can use tarot cards, you can use oracle cards, you can use a mix. I usually love to mix decks. And yeah, like I've said before, I almost always work with oracle cards unless my guides or ancestors are like, you particularly need tarot for this situation. Because I don't like when the cards are mean to me. I am a bit of a baby, you know, I am a sensitive little soul, as much as I try to pretend I'm not. But if you love tarot, then use that. So just four cards and lay them out. And then each of these like prompts, questions you think about as you're shuffling that particular deck and just see what card pops out. Or, you know, if you have your own way of pulling cards, like some, I know some people like to just spread them out and just kind of think about the question, think about the prompt and feel which card calls to them. And then, yeah, you can read the little message and then think about what that tells you in relation to the prompt. Okay, so the first one, your first card, right? So here is my relationship with inspiration and new ideas. And then when you pull a card for that, you can think, what does this card represent about having a relationship with inspiration and new ideas and everything that comes with that? Okay, number two. Here is how, so card number two, right, represents here is how I can release the pressure to have the answers or be right. So here's a little like, so this is a card for an actual like action step, right? What card, what energy, what, yeah, step can you take to start to release some of that pressure? Number three, here is an alternative to being the problem solver in my friendships. So again, because this is aimed towards people with an undefined head center, I know a lot of us do take on that role of trying to be like the problem solver for all of our friends, have all the answers. Again, it's very, very not self, right? And thinking like, oh, no one will love me if I can't fix their problems. And so card number three is talking about like, or just starting to reflect on, well, here's an alternative. Here are some other things I could be loved for other than my ability to solve problems. And, you know, that might give me the, like a feeling of safety to feel more safe to say, I don't know, like that, or just like that sucks, or just like hold space and listen to your friend. And number four, here is the most optimal way I can use my brain. What is your brain meant for, right? Because we know it's not for having all the answers and solving all the problems. So this would probably be a good prompt for like everyone, whether it's defined, whether you have defined or undefined center. You know, and this is, you know, at this point in time too, like you can do this spread multiple times to check in because that particular thing also might change. Like, but at this point in time, here's the most optimal way I can use my brain. Okay, so that's everything. I hope you enjoyed this. Like I said, on Instagram, I will post a post that kind of summarizes what we've spoken about today, and I will be doing the rest for the rest of the energy centers. I'm sending you big love. It is what all my links, details, all that will be linked in the show notes as always, but it is at the human sign Hedgewitch on Instagram. My website is heathermanhumandesign.com, and I'll talk to you guys so soon. Okay, big love. Bye.